1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
It's time now for Hints for Valentine's Day on the Phil Hendry Show.
Beneath its snowy mantle, golden.
You know, I know a lot of you guys are getting ready for Valentine's Day and what to get your girlfriend or your wife. And we have with us Chris Norton. Chris is with a company called Pacific Audio Creations Incorporated. He's going to join us and talk to us about kind of a rare and unusual gift to give a wife or a girlfriend on Valentine's Day. And that is what, Chris?
Woman's arrest. I guess the best way to describe it is to give her the gift of pleasure and to give her the gift of a renewed interest in sex and to have a healthy sexual relationship.
All right. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are offering, what you're offering to the guys out there.
Well, Valentine's Day is a romantic day. It's a very important day for, let's face it, a lot of people that are married. I'm not personally married, and it's not something that I would want to do, but I guess there are a lot of people who think marriage is good. And if that's the case, then I think what we have... I was talking with some friends of mine, and I asked them, what do you think that I'm good at? And they said, hey, man, you are, you know, I'm very good looking. That's number one. And also, I have had a lot of experience with women sexually, and my friends all agreed probably the best thing that I could do is to lend my experience sexually to men to help them become everything they can be in a relationship. So that's where it all started.
All right, now, Pacific Audio Creations, you have an audio tape that will take men step by step through the art of lovemaking. Is that it?
Well, it's more than that, Phil. I know something that very few men know about. And when I say very few men, there's probably only a handful of men in the world that are aware of this. And it was something that I find out quite by just the fact that I was totally into the sexual experience. But very few men know this. And we will teach men how to gain this truth, this very rare truth about women that most men never find out. And that is that women have, and I want you to, if you're taking notes or anything, Phil, you can...
All right, go ahead.
Women have something called a G-spot. Okay?
All right, G-spot?
Yeah. And
now, I've heard of that.
Well, okay, I mean, maybe you heard about it, but hardly anybody knows how to actually find it. If you can find the G-spot...
What is the G-spot?
It is that place that if you can find it and you touch it, she'll be very, very grateful to you, and she'll think that you're the greatest lover in the world. But it's very mysterious, it's very difficult, and you have to be an extremely talented lover to find it. And a lot of times people ask me, what makes me a great lover? Well, I am good-looking, but very good-looking, that's the first thing women notice about me. But once they go to bed with me, they find out just how fortunate they are, because I can get into bed, and within 5 minutes of lovemaking, I'm able to find a G-spot on any woman. Usually a lot of the women have a clock radio near the bed, which I've noticed a lot of the women that I sleep with, they have clock radios. And so I mark the time when I go to bed with them, and always within 5 minutes.
How do you know that you're talking about a G-spot, and I don't want to get graphic, okay?
No, I understand.
But how do you know you found it?
You know you found a G-spot. It's the way the woman reacts. She'll generally say something like, oh, my God, that's the spot. Oh, my God, there it is. She'll always say that. She'll always say,
oh, my God, there it is.
Yeah.
Now, Chris...
Also, her toes will curl, stuff like that.
Okay. Chris, you're on our program to help give guys the ultimate Valentine's present and teach them how to find the G-spot, right?
Well, I do, but the problem is you don't want to just give this information to anybody. I don't want a lot of guys who are not... I don't want a lot of lame guys knowing how to find a woman's G-spot, because then they're going to want to hang out with me and my friends. See, me and my friends, we know how to find a woman's G-spot, but it's very rare... And if I teach a lot of guys how to find it, they're going to want to hang out with me and my friends, and that's just...
Well, what is this? Is this some kind of a...
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm a prude or anything, but it's a very, very secret thing. And a lot of guys are kind of dorky. I mean, see, I drive a super sport Camaro. I live on the beach of Manhattan Beach. I wear Musk cologne, English leather, patchouli oil. I got one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast. And instead of dating me, some chick's going to want to date some dork that knows where to find her G-spot, and she'll look stupid going out with him. That's why I'm sorry today. We're not going to give any information out to anybody that, you know, isn't cool.
All right, well, what you're saying is you know how to find a woman's G-spot, but you're only going to give that information to guys that are cool?
I don't want it to sound elitist, but yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't want to. You've got to be cool, and we'll be able to give the information.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, it's like a magician guarding his tricks.
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us. And he's on our program today to talk about something called the G-spot that women have, right?
That's correct.
And how did you find out about it?
I'm very sexual. I'm very, very sexual. And when I experiment with women, I'm always into things that are exotic. I just like things that are exotic. And for me, sexuality needs to be exotic. And so I was in bed with a woman one time, and I was just sort of, I guess, poking around in there, and I found it.
Well, I can I ask you a question? What does it say about me that I don't think I've ever found a so-called G-spot? I didn't even know. I mean, I know that there's other places, but I don't think I've ever found a G-spot.
Well, I mean, that's, I understand. What I'm trying to do is tell you that maybe you can find it. I don't know if you can or not, but it's possible that you could find it. We are offering the very first steps at you being somewhat okay in bed with a woman. I don't think you'll ever be as good as me. Okay, I don't think...
No, but I mean, to find a G-spot...
Yeah, we'll try and get you up to speed on it, man. But for a lot of guys, it's going to be tough. But you're going to need 250 and a picture of your wife or your girlfriend without her clothes on.
Why do I have to send you a picture of my wife or girlfriend without her clothes on?
Because I want to make sure that you actually have a woman in your life, okay? And don't cut one out of a magazine, because I'm going to know.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Chris Norton is with us. You have some kind of a nervous disorder, don't you?
Yes, I do. I apologize.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, as long as you apologize, then I guess you're fine. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, he is talking about finding a woman's G-spot. He says it is something that very, very few men know anything about. In fact, there's probably only a handful of men in the world. He knows, and he will give information on how to find a woman's G-spot if you contact him. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris, you had some other information?
This is really important. I don't want some guy trying to find out where the G-spot is when the only woman in his life can fart and blow out the window.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And we are talking to Chris Norton about this mysterious thing called a G-spot. How do you find it? He knows. He claims because he's very sexy, he's very good-looking, and he's very experimental, and that's how he's been able to... And he claims with every single woman that he's ever slept with, he can find it within 5 minutes because he sees their clock radio and he makes a mark of what time it is. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Chris Norton. He's with Pacific Audio Creations Incorporated. And they do a audio tape that helps men find a woman's G-spot. Now, you also have at-home instruction?
That's correct, sir.
Tell me about that.
I will come over to a couple's house, and I can show the man where to find it. And that requires demonstrating on his wife or on his girlfriend, but I use latex gloves. It's all extremely sanitary. It is all very clinical. There's nothing that is improper or is absolutely totally proper, and it is done with a mind toward education, Mr. Henry, more than anything else. I have had years of experience. I have slept with over 2,000 women. I can find a woman's G-spot within 5 minutes. And once I find a woman's G-spot, then I can show the man. A lot of people, some of my friends have joked that we ought to call it the C-spot, named after Chris, because I seem to be one of the only ones who knows where it is. I know guys who have taken an hour, and we've had these testimonials. We've had these kinds of testimonials. Some guys would take like an hour looking for a G-spot, like they're looking for a dead squirrel. I mean, it's amazing.
All right, well, I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff is a little clinical, like you say, and I'm not sure that if I'm a husband, I want you coming over to the house. You know what I'm saying?
No, you misunderstand.
Well, what am I not getting?
No, I come over to the house and I demonstrate. You're sitting right there. And generally, I'll have your wife lay down on the couch, lay down on the bed. She can put her legs up on my shoulders or wherever. And then I'll show you. You'll be there, and I'll show you. Okay, look, here's where you put your fingers.
While I'm standing there, you're doing this? So am I getting this right?
It's not sexual, Mr. Henry. It's clinical.
Are you a doctor? I mean...
No, sir.
You don't have a medical license?
No, sir.
So you're at my home, and you have your fingers, and you're looking for a G-spot... And my wife's legs are on your shoulders.
Yes, sir. But it's totally not sensual. Sometimes if the woman's a little nervous, I do funny things. Like one time I taped a hot dog to my face just to get her in the mood, you know. Sometimes I wear a clown suit. I mean, it just...
All right, so now you're coming into my house wearing a clown suit with rubber gloves on, and you're showing me where my wife's G-spot is.
Mr. Henry, again, you misunderstand. It is not sensual. It is all clinical.
All right. I got to tell you, man, it's got to take a bigger man than me because I don't think I'd let you do that.
Well, all right, if you want to be unhappy and miserable, if you want your wife having an affair and maybe sleeping with a guy who did take our course and found out what the G-spot is.
Well, that's almost like emotional blackmail. 1-800-449-8686 is our number.
It's a perfect Valentine's gift. I can make a balloon animal. I can find a G-spot at the same time. It is a fun thing that the two of you can participate in. If you can imagine, has your wife had children?
My wife has had 4 children.
Okay. Did a doctor deliver them?
Yes, a doctor delivered them.
Then why wouldn't you be jealous of the doctor that delivered the kids?
Because that was different, man. I mean, that was a...
It's totally different with me, too. I'm in your home. I've got on rubber gloves.
Wearing a clown suit?
Well, I mean, whatever relaxes her.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a G-spot. I'm going, there, see? You'll be able to see her reaction because, you know, she'll have an orgasm.
Oh, great. That's great, man. So there you are in my house with my wife's legs up in your shoulders.
You've got to grow. Mr. Henry, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to chill out, be a little bit of a man about it, not get personally involved. This is business, not personal. Okay, you're getting personally involved in this. It's business, and the longer you act jealous like that, women are turned off by jealous, and she's gonna want to find a guy who know how to find her G-spot.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Richard. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't think finding a G-spot is such a big secret.
Well, you know, believe me,
when they're making love and ask her how this feels and how that feels, they can find out where it is.
I'm not talking about poking around like you're looking for something that's stuck underneath the house. Okay, it's a very, very sensual thing. If you know where it is, where is it?
I'm not taking any offense to it.
Okay, but you don't
think that you yourself are very narrow-minded in thinking that you're God's gift to women and no other man knows how to please a woman without you telling them how.
Well, I mean, look at, you know, you say you know where the G-spot is. Where is it?
What do you mean, where is it?
I'm asking the guy.
All right, but did you hear, Richard, are you there?
I heard him.
Okay.
I'm laughing.
He's laughing.
No, I'm asking where, why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing?
Yeah.
Because you're asking where it is.
Wait, I just want to check
I haven't been to bed with 2,000 women, only about 8 or 9.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. See?
I'm a little more discreet than you seem to be, but does not mean that I don't know how to please a woman, and the G-spot is not in the same place on every woman.
Well, it don't move around.
Well, no, it doesn't move around, but every woman is an individual, and they're built different.
You okay,
know,
I'll give you
robots.
A hint.
We didn't come off assembly lines.
Do you want to know how to find it?
Do I want to know how to find it?
Yes, sir.
I can make a woman tremble and have multiple orgasms within about 15 minutes of my love.
You're putting me
on. Huh?
You're putting me on.
No.
Do you whisper sweet nothings in their ears?
Well, afterwards.
I mean, that's almost like Dennis Weaver whispering sweet nothings.
Well, what is the point of this conversation that we're having? Look, this man called up, and he says he knows where it is, so I guess you don't know, you don't need his instruction.
Okay, Richard, if you know where it is,
I don't think anyone needs his instruction.
Anybody, because I have a copyright on this process, and what I'm asking you to do is if you know where it is, I have a copyright, so you can't tell nobody.
I can tell anybody
found
out on my own.
No, you can't.
Yes,
because
sir,
I can.
I have
no,
not.
You can't.
Now, I have not ever seen your literature, have not heard of you before this
sir,
evening.
As
long as I don't see anything that you produce,
I can think
about my experiences anywhere I want.
That is a violation of copyright law. I'm the one teaches people know how to find a G-spot. You're trying to horn in on my gig.
Wait a minute, this man simply said,
under a rock. I know a little bit about copyright law.
Yeah, he just said that he found out on his own.
Well, I don't know. What I'm just saying is, if he thinks he knows where G-spot is, by copyright law, he's not allowed to tell nobody, because I'm the guy that knows how to do it.
But you cannot copyright my experiences, partner.
I've also copyrighted C-spot, okay? So you can't use that.
What you're telling me is that no woman can tell a man, ooh, that's it, because you've got a copyright on her G-spot.
No, C-spot.
Oh, wait a minute. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, sir. I'm saying I got a copyright on telling guys how to do it.
You ain't got a copyright on me telling anybody what I've
learned
in my experience.
You can't tell nobody how to find a G-spot because I'm already the guy who gets to tell them how to do it. And by the way, finding it on your sister doesn't count.
That's really, really, really ignorant.
Very mature.
What an ignorant ass you are.
Well, I mean, this guy's trying to horn in on my gig.
He ain't
horning in on your gig?
Hey, Richard, are you going to publish literature on how to find a G-spot now? You going to run out?
More than likely, after tonight, yes, I will.
Okay, Richard, I do have to warn you.
I don't read any of his material. I can't copy his copyright.
I'll tell you right now, I do have one of the best copyright lawyers in the country. If you start telling guys how to find a G-spot,
then you
need
to
ask
him.
Do you wear a clown suit when you go to their house?
If I can violate your copyright without seeing your material.
Let me ask you something. When you go, do you go to guys' houses and try to show them how to find it on their women? Okay,
no,
see,
I'm
that's
not
mine.
Quite that perverse.
That's mine.
That's yours, especially taping a hot dog to your face.
Okay, you can make fun if you want, Mr. Henry. It's very, very clinical.
All right, listen, Richard, thank you for your call. That whole thing about you going to the house and showing the guys how to find a G-spot on their own wife is a little invasive.
Hey, how is the guy going to do it unless I show him how? That's all I'm talking about. I'm a master. I'm very sexual.
With that hot dog taped to your face.
Whatever.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, if you think tonight's bit about Chris Norton coming to your house and demonstrating where to find the G-spot on your wife or girlfriend is weird, which, by the way, that was me doing a voice of Chris, why don't you listen to this from last night where Bob Green was going to teach your wife how to do a lap dance because he has been to thousands of strip bars and had thousands of lap dances from the finest strippers in the world. And here it is.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
The women get the Love Moves of California diploma.
Oh, boy.
After physically arousing you?
Now, wait a second.
That's a great question.
Wait a minute. I read that, didn't I?
Mr. Hendry, what I tell the women is this. If after they do their dance, I achieve an erection.
Oh.
I think that now that is.
I am not having sex with these women, and I really resent you characterizing it as if I do. I attach a bell to it, and if she does her dance, you hear this.
Okay.
May I so, in other words. Go ahead, Brenda.
I think he probably goes home and jacks off. Excuse me.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you say that?
I'm sorry to be so crude, but
when my
I think
love
that's
meter hits red,
about.
She passes.
What is the bell?
It's a bell that's attached to my
penis.
Yes, sir. And when I achieve an erection, it naturally rings. When they
get out of here.
In fact, talking to this caller right now is obviously exciting me. So I've got to go.
There he goes, fading away in the distance.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
All right, I can't wait for Valentine's Day to just go, man. Oh, God. You know, that bit we just did, the Chris Norton bit, it wasn't bad, but I couldn't stop laughing through the first 15 minutes of it. And one of the problems that I have is, this show's so damn funny, sometimes I just crack myself up. What you think about that? Send me $250 and a picture of your girlfriend nude. And I will send you all the information you need. God, man, we could put an ad in the paper. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Listen to this, online love. Now you can, looking for love online seems to be the thing to do. When asked whether, and this was a poll that they gave a number of people, when asked whether they tried to make a romantic connection online, respondents said yes, and I met some great people, 29%. Yes, and I met some decent people, 30%. Yes, but I didn't meet anyone interesting, 16%. No, but I would consider looking online, 8%. No, it's not for me, 18%. Now, that's interesting. Where did they conduct this poll, Janice? Do you know? Did they conduct this online, or did they conduct this, telephone? Say that again. It should say on the bottom. Well, I can't read the fine print. I'm blind. But I would imagine that it was, I don't know, they probably stood outside of latrines, bathrooms, as people were walking out, zipping up and going, sir, have you ever found love online? I just wanted to know. See, that's the best place to poll people, if you'll pardon the expression. I don't know, I got to tell you something. I used to think it was just the height of pathetic behavior looking for love online or any pursuit like that. Now I think it's probably just as acceptable. Probably, who am I to put it down? Where did I used to go looking for dates? In bars. Okay, so she's good looking. But when the day is done, what do you got? You got an alcoholic. That's what you got if you're looking for a relationship, a long-term relationship. In other words, I can't really put down anybody that is going online and getting into these relationship chat rooms or getting into these on these message boards or these clubs, because it's just as proficient a way of finding a mate or a love interest as any of the other ways that we traditionally went about it, which was basically going into a place where they served you a mood-enhancing chemical, and they lowered the lights, and then they sprinkled fairy dust on you, and they said, look, this is the best we can do, man, because you may meet something that will howl at the freaking moon. So the best we can do is lower the lights and give you something you can slap some beer goggles on with, okay? I mean, if you think about that, that's how pathetic it is. Where are you going? I'm going to go into a place where it's really dark. I'm going to ingest lots of chemicals, and then I'm going to go and meet a woman and have sex with her. Why is it dark? I don't want to have to look at her. What, are you crazy? And why are you ingesting the chemicals? So I can get up the nerve to ask an ugly woman to go to bed with you. Yes. Okay. Well, that makes lots of sense. I'm going into this place where they darken it up real good, pump all kinds of alcohol into me, so then I can go dance with a fat girl and have sex with her, because I don't have the guts to ask her sober. Oh. I think I'll slap on the old beer goggles. Or where else? You know, I used to hear it said that the best place to meet church. You can the best place to meet a woman is like on the job, because she has a common interest. She has a similar pursuit. She's a professional. She has a job. You have the same kind of interest. You're a professional. You have the same job. And you're obviously both sober. Plus, you see each other in varying degrees of stressful situations, and you see each other when we look good and when we don't look good, and you know, when you're happy, when you're sad. So you really can size somebody up, can't you? And I met my wife on a job, Maria. We worked together over at KFI. She was doing a radio show, and I was cleaning the toilets, and we hit it off. She was in there one day going to the bathroom, and I was scrubbing the floor, and I went, oh, what a great ass. And this is what I'm talking about. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I don't know who you think you are. A lot of you people who work in the entertainment business in Hollywood, but you had better get up off of your ass and get to a Laker game. Because I haven't seen... Have you been looking at these things? I see Nicholson, but he actually likes basketball. Jack Nicholson doesn't count, because he actually enjoys the game of basketball and actually follows the game, understands it, probably knows some of the stats and the history of the game. No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you actors, television personalities, hangers-ons and wannabes. Why aren't you at the game? Now, I saw some cat at the game with Cameron Diaz. He had his arm over his shoulder, he had shades on, and he was chewing gum. And that's the last time I saw anybody doing their job in this town. She was there, her hand on her chin, looking with a smile up at the scoreboard and looking at the banners and staring at the Oscar Mayer adverts, and he had his arm over her almost as if it was a stole, just draped almost as if the arm is paralyzed. You know, there's no blood flow to it, like it fell asleep and he just flopped it over her shoulder. And he had on the sunglasses, and he was chomping gum with that sort of sullen, curled lip James Dean manner, looking from side to side. And I said, this is what it's about. Now, how come these are the only two that I see? Cameron Diaz and some creep. Why aren't there more? I ain't seen any more. You see, wearing sunglasses indoors is something that is a religion, and it is something that obviously is... A lot of you don't get it. It is a holy thing, a spiritual thing. See, let me explain something. When you're in the recording business or in the film business, and you work late into the night, and then you get called to a lunch meeting, let's say, you have to wear sunglasses all the time because your eyes can't take the sun because you've been working indoors all that time. Even if you go into a restaurant where the shades are drawn and they're doing all they can to make sure that your eyes don't hurt, you still have to wear the shades because it's an effect. But I watched that Laker game, and that's the last time I seen anybody doing their job and going to a Laker game. You don't have to understand basketball. Of course you don't. What are you talking about? Just get out there and go to a Laker game. Now, I want to see that Britney Spears, and who's the new one? Penelope Cruz. You better get out there to one. And Reese Witherspoon, Kate Hudson, and the other one. Everybody, out there. Ball game. All right, let me go to Zach. Zach, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. This is Zach. I love your show.
Thanks, man.
Good all the time.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Great.
I was calling about the, you were talking about going to the bar to pick up women. And I don't think it's a matter of going to the bar, it being dark and getting drunk so that you can't see them. It's so they can't see me and they'll go out with my ugly ass.
Well, that's also true. But why are we getting drunk then?
That's a good question.
See, I never, ever picked up a girl in a bar. Never. In my life, I never picked up a girl. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I did one time. She had braces, I remember. And she had a girlfriend named Mindy. What is that beeping? Are you on life support? I'm glad
yes.
The last act of your life is to call me.
Yes.
Yeah. But I never, ever. I would go into bars, and a lot of my friends were better looking than me, and it was always the same old story. They'd, you know, dance with the girls, and the girls would come over and sit at the table, and I'm like, gee, hi.
Hi.
And they want to sit at the table to be with my friend, and you know, I wound up getting drunk and surly and into a fight with somebody, you know, generally out in the parking lot with a Marine, and I'd have to kick his ass, which is always embarrassing. And I'd watch the purses, you know, while everybody went and danced, you know. Did you ever do that?
No.
Hey, Phil, we're going to get a beer. Want a beer, man? Yeah, and all of a sudden you're an inconvenience and a pain in the ass to your friends because you're still there. So they get up to dance with these chicks they just met, and you sit and watch the purses and the packs of Virginia Slims that are strewn about the table with the lipstick on the butts. Yeah, that was my life, brother. That was my Zach, that was my life until one magical day I suddenly decided that I was not going to respect women anymore. I was going to treat them like crap. And then it was this like nonstop Playboy Mansion. I'm swearing, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. But that's how it happened for me. That's how it happens for most guys. Stop respecting women. Treat them like utter garbage. And you will be living like Hef before the stroke.
I don't understand it then, because I'm a huge asshole. And
well, you're psycho. No, you're psycho. Yeah. You're not just an asshole. You're a psycho talk radio listening, ski cap wearing weird ass.
Huh? Okay.
Okay. Nice of you to call. 1-800-449-8686. Did you dump it? Good man. Mike, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, sir. Very good. Thank you.
Listen, I just wanted to say it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I think you're brilliant. And I just want to go back to when you were on W.I. Green, the station manager.
Yes.
And, he was driving around town in the WIOD news van going through police barricades with strippers, and I was appalled. And the next day I went in and just started raising hell with one of my guys about this idiot Bob Green and what kind of crazy son of a gun he was. And one of my guys looked at me and he says, you know, that's Phil, that's the guy. And I'm like, no. And I listened to you the day after that, and I said, you're right, it is. And I've been just avid fan ever since, and I just think the show is awesome.
Thank you. You're very nice to say that.
And how come I don't hear much about I don't hear much of Ted anymore. Ted Bell.
He's on all the time, man. You just have to listen a little bit more. You say you listen all the time, but you're a liar. So thank you very much. No, he's on a lot, man. He'll be on more. He's on a lot. He'll be on even more. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know. Certain characters kind of get lost occasionally, too, you know. We lose track of some of our characters. But we invented a new one tonight, if you missed it. Claude Bouchard. Bouchard, yes. He's a writer for the Quebec Review and he said that America is through insulting the Canadians. By God, you're going to get our gold medal back for us. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Check out our website, the Phil Henry Show website. And also, while you're there, you can pick up our CD. It is a collection of our best material from the year 2001, and it's called Bring It. And if you haven't heard it, the new Best of the Phil Henry Show CD is on sale. It's entitled Bring It. You can be purchasing that thing over our website. Just head on over to philhenryshow.com or call toll-free 1-877-616-7445 to order. That's 877-616-7445. This year's CD is filled to the brim with some of the best bits of the year, including Pastor William Renick's werewolf bit from Halloween, Don't Ever Say That Word, and Mother's Day Lube. Yep, all of your favorites, all collected there, all rated PG. And remember that all the proceeds from our CDs go to help the kind people at My Friend's Place, which is a wonderful charity set up to help troubled kids in Hollywood. It's a resource center to tell the kids where to go and when to go there. Just for $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, you can also enjoy some of the best stuff of the year of the year 2001. It's a great Valentine's Day gift for the Phil Henry fan in your life. And also, if you get it now, it won't get to you for a couple of weeks. And when it does, you can say, here, honey, it's the Best of Phil Henry CD 2 weeks late, but God gotta be late. And she'll just go, wow, man, I was drunk. Imagine giving it to your girlfriend. Go ahead, guys, I dare you. Give your wife or girlfriend a Phil Henry CD. You might as well just be dropping napalm on her children. All right, here is Jim on the Phil Henry Show. Jim?
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, are you going to be doing any other live webcasts anytime soon?
Yeah, we're thinking of doing some webcasts, but we want to change it up, seriously. I want to do a webcast of me just having dinner with my family. What do you think of that?
Hey, I'd watch it.
Would that be wild?
I thought the first one was awesome, and
it was kind of cool.
The more the better, man. It was rad.
It was kind of cool, but we are thinking about, Craig just reminded me. I want to webcast a poker game that I'm having with my friends.
That'd be cool.
I got like 6 or 7 friends that we have a poker game, and the technology that we use is a 360-degree camera. And it's literally about as high as a salt shaker, a big salt shaker, with a plastic top, a 360-degree top. So you could stick that right in the middle of a table, and you could literally have a poker game going on, and people could scan around and look at it. So, yes, we are, to answer your question, Jim, and we're thinking about doing some wild things like, you know, having dinner with the family, a poker game, my wife and I having a fight.
That'd be cool.
You know, Craig masturbating. I mean, anything that will get you. I'm kidding. Yeah. No, but seriously, just some different things. So we will be doing that. And the last we did was December, January, February. So look for one just before the beginning of summer. We'll have another webcast.
Awesome. Can't wait for it.
Well, thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye. Well, that was a great call to end the show with, and you'd think that I actually paid that man to call, huh? Well, this isn't the Comb Over Boy show, so I'm not Comb Over Boy. All right, 1-800-449-8686, mainly because I ain't got nothing to comb over. Phil Henry Show.